This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and this episode we'll be talking about the game plan gift. There have been two documented cases that I know of during the 1970s where a team's game plan has been found by their opposing team on the eve of a game. In 1974, in one of the most exciting playoff games in NFL history, the Oakland Raiders came from behind to defeat the defending world champion Miami Dolphins 28-26. But on the day before that epic contest, the Oakland Raiders' game plan was discovered by someone in the Miami organization. It might have been a Dolphins player or a coach who found the group of papers somewhere at the Oakland Coliseum. I don't really know who came up with this gift. The person who found the unexpected gift presented it to Dolphins head coach Don Shula. In a recent interview with Miami offensive guard Larry Little, Shula did not even look at it, but he did make a statement about it. "Someone on our team or on our staff found it," Little said, "and they gave the game plan to Shula. And Shula said to that person, 'No, we don't do that. We deal with our own game plan. We don't look at their stuff.'" And that just kind of showed the integrity that our coach had, according to Larry Little. Now, the game plan in all reality was mistakenly left by an Oakland player or coach. Some speculation, however, can legitimately be offered that the Raiders' game plan was a false game plan, a ruse to see if Miami would study it and prepare for it. If it was a false document, the Dolphins and their head coach certainly did not take the bait. Now, we all know how that game turned out, with Oakland winning and moving on to the 1974 AFC Championship game. But one must wonder what might have happened if Miami had decided to study that game plan and prepared themselves accordingly. History and the result of that game might have been different. Ah, the what-ifs of pro football history. Now, there was certainly no speculation as to the results of a similar case later in a game in New England, in a game on September 3, 1978, between the Washington Redskins and the host New England Patriots. But this contest certainly did not favor the home team. Not just one, but several copies of New England's game plan were mysteriously left in, for of all places, the visiting team's locker room at Schaefer Stadium. Talk about a gift! Someone really wanted the Redskins to win this game. Washington did, in fact, come out on top by the score 16-14. Unlike the previous example between the Dolphins and the Raiders, the Redskins team had no such scruples when it came to reading New England's game plan. Washington head coach Jack Pardee and his coaching staff quickly helped their players to understand the clues and the plays that were discovered in New England's game plan. Was that a dishonest action? Yeah, you could say that it was. It certainly wasn't a moral act, to be sure, but it proved to be successful nonetheless, because knowing what your opponent is going to run on many given plays was very helpful to the Redskins' defense. "The Redskins seemed to know every play that we were going to run," said New England quarterback Steve Grogan after the game. "We'd run a play and they'd be there waiting for us," Grogan went on to say. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that the Washington coaches did not even consider if the New England game plan that they discovered was false or not. If they had, it might have given them some measure of hesitation on using the information. But they threw caution to the wind, and they used the information anyway. It resulted in a victory for them against a team that would go on to win a division championship later that year. In conclusion, opportunity knocked for both the 1974 Miami Dolphins and the 1978 Washington Redskins. Both of these teams, however, did not benefit from their game plan gifts. Trivia question now for this episode. True or false? Despite losing to the Redskins, the Patriots still managed to outgain Washington in total yardage in their game on September 3rd, 1978. True or false? Thanks again for listening in to this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and I look forward to chatting with you next time.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.